something very rare in aviation history happened this past week, and it happened twice. For only the second and third time, it's believed, the pilot of a small aircraft facing a serious in-flight emergency used a device to bring the plane down, and the device is a parachute. Not a parachute on the pilot or the passengers, but on the plane itself. This also happened once in 2002. All three cases involved a Cirrus aircraft. Alan Klapmeyer is the CEO of Cirrus and joins us from Florida. And Mr. Klapmeyer, first, can you describe how a plane is outfitted with a parachute?
The way the parachute is fitted to the airplane is in a canister in the back of the airplane. The 50-pound parachute resides. It's activated by pulling a handle in the airplane, which then fires off a rocket. The rocket pulls the parachute out of the airplane and then lowers the whole airplane to the ground.
Well, tell us about these two incidents, starting with, a week ago Thursday.
Well, on a week ago Thursday, we had an airplane flying in Canada with four people on board that was crossing the mountains of British Columbia at night. The pilot lost control of the airplane, and again, he's over the mountains, and very quickly did as he was trained and deployed the parachute, thus allowing them to end up on the side of a mountain at 8,000 feet with four people who were alive, as opposed to obviously what would probably have been a fatal accident. And then on Saturday morning, 36 hours later, in a completely different sort of situation, we had a pilot take off in instrument flying conditions, or what we call IFR weather, low clouds, low overcast. And as he got up into the overcast, had some disorientation problems, and decided that he should use the parachute while he still had control of the airplane, and was able to land then in a park in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, again, saving a life in a situation that quite easily could have been a fatal accident.
Now, these are both small aircraft.
Yeah, the Cirrus is a four-seat general aviation, what we would call a personal aviation airplane, how I and how you should travel around the country.
Says you. And when the parachute is breaking the fall of the plane, what sort of speed is the plane traveling at when it hits the ground?
It's still pretty fast. It's actually equivalent to about a 10 or 11-foot drop in free fall, but that works out to be about 1,500 feet per minute. So there's a lot of structure in the airplane and in the seat that's designed to absorb the energy so that the occupants can walk away afterwards.
Now, it's rare that your aircraft come with these standard equipment, but I gather that's very rare for small aircraft. Is there some natural limit here as to how big a plane can have a parachute inside it that could conceivably work, given the size of the aircraft?
Yeah, I'm sure there are. And this technology was developed out of ultralights and hang gliders, has grown up into the size airplanes that we have, which is about 3,400 pounds and 200 miles an hour. And it will certainly continue to evolve and be able to work its way up the size, weight, and speed range. But I don't think you'll ever see this fitted to an airliner, for example. It would probably not be practical from an engineering point of view or from an economic point of view.
You say this is a technology that general aviation aircraft have picked up on from ultralights, from really small aircraft.
Yep, it was first invented by a gentleman by the name of Boris Popov, who started Ballistic Recovery Systems, BRS, because he had a failure in an ultralight and lived through it, and on the way down basically thought, I wish I had a parachute, and decided that after he lived through it that he'd better invent one to make it work.
Alan Klapmeyer, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Mr. Klapmeyer is CEO and co-founder of Cirrus Design, the aircraft manufacturer. He spoke to us from the Sun and Fun Fly-In in Lakeland, Florida.